Governor Pete Ricketts said Monday if hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise, the state could impose additional restrictions before Thanksgiving. As of Sunday night, the state's Department of Health and Human Services was reporting 976 people hospitalized with COVID-19. At his news conference Monday, Governor Pete Ricketts repeated if that number reaches 25% of the state's staffed hospital beds, or about 1,060 COVID-19 hospitalizations, he'll impose additional restrictions.
We will limit indoor gatherings to 10 people or less. We will limit outdoor gatherings to 25 people or less. Bars will only be able to provide takeout, delivery, or drive-through, and restaurants will have limited hours, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m.
COVID-19 hospitalizations actually dropped slightly over the weekend from their record peak of 987 on Friday, but the long-term trend is up. They've more than quadrupled since October 1st, and Ricketts warned they could trigger new restrictions any day now.
It could be as early as this week. It could be before Thanksgiving.
The governor asked people to take precautions, including limiting the size of Thanksgiving gatherings and not crowding into bars the night before, which he said was the peak time for drunk driving arrests. But he continued to resist calls from health experts for a statewide mask mandate, echoed this weekend in the state's two largest newspapers, the Omaha World-Herald and the Lincoln Journal-Star. Ricketts said masks are one tool, but requiring them is not by itself a solution.
So, you know, for example, Wisconsin has had a mask mandate in since August 1st, Minnesota since July 26th. They are also seeing a rise in cases. So again, one thing by itself is not going to solve the whole problem. We need all these things working together to be able to slow the spread of the virus.
Nebraska's rate of new cases is about the same as that in Wisconsin and Minnesota, two of the roughly 34 states that currently require masks. However, a recent Centers for Disease Control study found that in Kansas, counties that require masks had a 6% reduction in cases over a two-month period, while those that didn't saw a doubling of cases. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.